It's a pleasure to welcome you to the Open Mic Poetry Podcast TV show. The show's host, co-host rather, is John Rhodes and Clara Sue. This is Stephen Coppell, and I'd like to welcome our guest, Steve Macklin. How are you feeling today, kiddo?
Not bad. Not bad. How about yourself?
I'm feeling elevated. And we're going to start with a couple of poems, and then we'll go back and forth. And I'd like to start first with Main Street Rag. The piece is entitled Collared. From the Piedmont to the prairie, Gary to the western coast, our prayers pray to be heard by hymns and by hers. Settle in bell towers of people's steeples, pointing the way to the highway to heaven, where detour signs and potholes abound, leaving priests directing traffic to Clyde Nine's lost and found, and if caught fingering a lucky foot, can stand at ease and yell, Amen! Bring on benedictionaries. Webster, defining for his flock the importance of carrying the copyright, or not at all.
This is a section from A Thin Line Between the City and the Sea, Section 3, Epigraph from The Tempest. Full fathom five, thy father lies, of his bones are coral made. These are pearls that were his eyes, oh, see how they quickly fade into something rich and strange. The wisps of the sea mist from the south, raking the slanting sands like smoke. The willets pierce the sand and surf and skewer worms or crabs or bones. There are ghosts perched on the dunes and standing along the shore to stare upon the once laden King Philip. They say she was Yar, sleek and swift, over 200 feet from stem to stern, the main mast over 60 feet high, that it clippered round Cape Horn on stormy, ice-jawed southern seas, only to wreck upon ocean beach. And now it's nothing but an iron bar, orange with rust and brittle as toast, jutting from the ever-shifting shoals and ribs the tops of rotting beams. And somewhere, ravens perch on the dunes, sit patient, picking at garbage, and await the ghosts of drowned seamen to beach upon some windy, desolate shores.
And now for something different for our listening and viewing audience, I'd like to present a piece by our well-known former U.S. Poet Laureate, Billy Collins, going like this, Memento Mori. There is no need for me to keep a skull on my desk, to stand with one foot up on the ruins of Rome, or wear a locket with the sliver of a saint's bone. It's enough to realize that every common object in this sunny little room will outlive me. The carpet, the radio, book stand, and rocker. Not one of these things will attend my burial, and even this dented goose-necked lamp with its steady benediction of light, though I could put worse things in my mind than the image of it waddling across the cemetery like an old servant dragging the tail of its cord, the small circle of mourners parting to make room.
Another section of A Thin Line Between the City and the Sea, Section 14. Through pure spring air of mid-afternoon, glancing sunlight turned the ocean into molten platinum, igniting the eyes. Lemaire, muse of salt, of all seeming ardor, you absorb us all. Entangle me, the center, oh, great wet world, stillness and desire. I watch the raven in the sky, so blue, towering, circling above unseen tombs, behind great buildings, civilly and road. Song of the dyer that sleeps in the cells, buds of desire, we ring like church bells. Spirit from the mire, what the blackbird spells. Standing between the city and the sea, the 10,000 things and the sibilant mean, torn between urges to make or be unmade, the high onyx eyes, the black crystal ball between earth and sky, it hangs like a pall. Will death indeed die, or will time take it all?
And now to conclude our open mic portion, taking a poll. I try to cast a net over youths flipping out over flamenco. Heel stomp in the basement, ballot boxes bouncing, heel stop on the threshold of polling places where I scoop up guts, goat spew when ballots are through being counted, counter fillers tallied by hand, a Tallahassee tradition. Jim Crow's fly over the Wisconsin-made cheese trail, Minnie and Winnie nibbled on Lantern Lane Hotel's veranda, Amanda predicting rough weather ahead of lettuce. Come on, hurry. Hurricanes insisting on tapping as long as polls remain open for a species of bottle beetle whose views on politics grind to a halt. Rose-tinted specks, not quite the right prescription. Thanks for joining us this evening. I'm poet Stephen Coppell, and to my right is...
Stephen Mackin. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, sir.
Pleasure here.
Do it again sometime.